Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody. So excited to be with you on Home Time Radio every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm here with you, taking your calls, working with Christopher, the amazing producer from Home Time. You feel free to call in because this is the opportunity to communicate. Don't be afraid to communicate. It's so great to feel free to express yourself, to ask questions, to get insight about your situation. And communication, as you know, is very essential. And it's part of something that is called your mental health. That's why when you think of psychology, you think of the cognitive therapy as a tool, you know, to balance the mind, to express what is within you that you cannot process, and get guidance from somebody who can actually interpret your behavior, your state of mind, and so on and so forth. That's why psychology was created. But the reason I'm talking about this is because the number to call in is 202-570-7057. And the show tonight, I decide to change a little bit of topic around. And I'm calling the show tonight the Pillars of Healthy Life. The reason I'm doing this is because we live in this world right now that has a lot to do with our health, our mental health. The other day in my area, like one block and a half away from me, 9 people were killed, you know, on the broadwalk. This is an area I'm walking for 20 years, you know, anytime I wanna, you know, relax, I go out of my house, I walk to the beach. The beach is near me, like 5-6 minutes away from my house, and I have a chance to walk along the beach. But, you know, the other day, as you heard on the news, you know, there was somebody who took a gun and decided to kill so many people. So you're not safe anymore. The problem is what's going on with our health, our mental health. And as you know very well, good health is the greatest gift we can have. Now, without it, we cannot enjoy our life. Our bodies are extremely resilient, extremely intelligent, and know how to fight diseases, know how to regain balance. If we really help them, we need to help the body. It is difficult to do this in a world that overwhelms our defenses with all things that are artificial, with all things that are happening. You're not feeling safe in the world today. You can't go to a market. You can't walk along the ocean. You cannot, you know, go in a public place without surprise. You can't even go to the church. But with the knowledge of the right action, you know, many times we can prevent, we can reverse diseases, we can reverse diabetes, heart diseases, autoimmune disorder, cancer. As much as sometimes we think we don't have answers from, especially for autoimmune disorder. But I want to share with you some of my so-called secrets, which are not really secrets. It's things that I've worked for years investigating, you know, doing research. From the Cornell to the Harvard University, I've studied everything that exists out there, trying to bring to you all the knowledge possible. And I want to share with you everything that I know in order to achieve harmony of the mind, body, and spirit. Remember, the three elements of us. And so that's why I call in with your question, 202-570-7057. Christopher is here. He's always the nicest person ever. We'll take your calls, we will connect, and I'll give you my input. on your problem or everything that's going on in your life. But again, you know, this is another episode in which I want to tell you that, and I want to share with you my so-called natural remedies for optimal health, for deep healing. And always remember that my advice is not necessarily intended to diagnose a disease, or is not intending to replace medical care. That's why anything you receive from me in terms of counseling advice in the medical field, I want you to share with your physician before starting a regimen of a new medication, a new product, a new diet. Because as I said, everyone knows that life is best lived in what? In great health. And we all want to keep our bodies in shape. And especially now after COVID-19, everybody's attention shifted more towards our well-being. We see how easy, you know, we can actually fall apart and be sick. But different kinds of illnesses, I see it, that creeps in unexpectedly. Autoimmune disorders, a lot of heart disease, and cancer most likely is on the rise. Now, the modern world was designed, in my opinion, the way it is designed right now, is actually weakening our defense mechanism, weakening the immune system. But as I said, are we still equipped with so much intelligence that we can protect ourselves? But the first thing you must know is that your health is in your hands. So it's not in the hands of anybody else. Because no one is responsible for your health, and no one is responsible for you. No doctors, no pills, no surgeries, no treatment can heal as well as you can heal yourself. But what you need, and what I learned through my life, is that you need knowledge, you need communication, like I said, and you need a lot of patience and understanding of what is going on with you exactly. Because your body will signal if there's something wrong, where it is and what it is. But so when I said knowledge, now knowing what is helping you, what is hurting you, is very important. Many of the things that you told that are good for you may not actually be good. Probably some medication that you are told that they're exactly going to resolve your problem, they may not. They might create an addictive personality disorder. They can make you be obligated to take those pills for the rest of your life. But there is a lot of things that you can do, from different foods, to different supplements, to herbs, to plants, to spices, to that can actually help you cure. So understand that nature actually, and that's important to know, nature left a cure for every illness. Every illness. If you go to somebody that is a neuropath or somebody who's in alternative medicine and you have cancer, they will tell you there are herbs, there are things that you can do, there's natural treatment to get rid of cancer by killing, you know, those cancerous cells that tend to divide, they tend to multiply, they tend to be immortal. So understand that there is something that you can take. A natural remedy is just so powerful. And sometimes, you know, most of this healing cures and natural stuff that you can do are simpler than you can imagine. But the most important thing is, as I said, is having the knowledge. And nowadays you can do a lot of research. You can research the newest discoveries in any field, in any medical field. And you can do your own homework. Another important thing is to communicate with yourself. Communicate, exactly like you communicate with the people around you and you want them to understand your point of view. The same thing, communicate with your body. Pay attention to what your body is trying to tell you. Because your body is constantly asking you for something that the body needs. For instance, okay, there's pain. You have pain. Pain that signals what? Signals inflammation. Acne that signals hormonal imbalances. So everything that appears on the skin internally signals something. Don't let your body reach a stage for cancer. Don't let your body A1C go to the roof. Don't let any of this happen. Don't let your bone density go so down that you're in the last phase of osteoporosis. Don't allow any of that to happen. So ask your body, will whatever I'm doing now nourish my body? Will this help my body perform the functions? Or will this hurt me? Communicate with your body regularly will lead you to the best choices when it comes to food, when it comes to the way you think, when it comes to the medication that you can take. So in order to have great health, you will need to have also what? Patience. Because nature can cure, but it takes a time to adjust. It's like you're, okay, the doctor gives you a medication. Will take 4 to 6 weeks for that medication to get into the system, meaning have the body's intelligent, understand what that medication is doing, adjust to that medication. So, because you always have to understand that what you put into your body is the most important factor that determines your health. And one of the things, actually, I'm going to quote the Greek philosopher Hippocrates, who said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." In other words, what you put into your body is the food that can actually heal any diseases. And so I will ask you, isn't it crazy that every living creature on the planet knows exactly what they need to eat that is good for their body, except us, the human? We are still not sure whether we meant to eat meat or we don't. We debate whether carbohydrates are good for us or they not. So some people say, oh, don't even think about carbohydrates. Some other people said, no, look at the people in Europe, they all eat carbohydrates. So we are the most intelligent people on planet, but we don't seem to figure it out for thousands of years. What is our most basic food, basic need, which is food? So for thousands of years, we tried to figure it out, our most basic need. So, and that's why I think that this is just incredible to acknowledge. And by the way, talking about you guys, I want to let you know that there's many of you on the phone with me today, which is Rose from California, Michelle, Delani from Indiana, Valerie from California, Lelani, who I don't know which state she's in because she's moving around, but she's wonderful. So guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in 1 second. I wanna give you a little bit my take on what I call my guide to good nutrition. Like for instance, you can enjoy anything, you know, but anything that is healthy, and you can enjoy it in moderation. Second of all, eat raw and processed organic food as much as possible, and stay away from food that have too many ingredients, even if they taste good. And sometimes ingredients that you cannot even pronounce on the label. The less it took for the food to get from the place it grew up to the plate, the better. Don't eat something that has been frozen, stay there for months. Don't do that to yourself, because you don't know what actually happens to that food. I also want you to simplify. The simplest, the better, the minimum ingredients are always the highest, and always the highest quality ingredients is the best way to eat. And it's not only the quantity, but it's the quality of the food. This means that, you know, you need food that is high in quality, and you don't need to add too much stuff to make it taste better. So, and you always don't want to eat as much as you want to eat to feel satisfied. So that's another principle. Another major principle of being healthy is to detox your digestive system. Like we used to say, your health comes in the gut. So digestive system works nonstop. Your heart, your lungs, your vital organs. Once in a while, they want to recharge. Once in a while, they want to restart. In order to perform excellence, you need a detox once a month, a good cleanse. Please do this. Like for instance, there's a product called Liver Detox. I want to tell you that's a miraculous product. If you have any problem with your liver, with your stomach, take Liver Detox, take colostrum that has a way of healing, you know, those cells into your stomach. Is just pretty remarkable. And again, check that with your physician, but I highly recommend this for anybody who has gastrointestinal problems or anybody who wants to heal their gut. So another principle is have natural juices, like, you know, a lot of alkaline water. So create a system, you know, that helps you constantly heal. And give up on the so-called diets, because diets, I hate to say that, they don't really work. If they did, you know, anybody would be in perfect health by now and everybody have the perfect weight. But for instance, the Atkins diet, Paleo diet, Zone diet, Nutrisystem, you name it. You know, probably you've tried all. But this kind of diets usually work for a few weeks, probably a month, and then the weight comes right back, even worse. But diets like these don't actually provide the nourishment that the body needs. So most of us are using weight very quickly, but long terms, you know, you're not achieving too much. So your relationship with food is a lifelong relationship, a lifetime relationship. Your relationship with food is not for 3 weeks, it's forever. So make it healthy, and realistically speaking, have a relationship with food for a very long run. Okay, also enjoy your food. People don't know how to enjoy their food. They don't know how to savor your food. You don't know how to chew it, to chew your food. It's very beneficial, actually, because that's why sometimes he said, take a gum and chew on the gum, and that actually helps a lot. There's one called mastic gum that is actually good for problems, for people who have problems with their stomach, people who have problems with their intestine. So take time to taste every part of your meal. Take a few bites, then wait a little bit, then take more bites. And so this is the way you create a big mental impact. Because I don't know if you knew, but it takes 20 minutes for your brain to receive the message that your stomach is full. But if you continue to eat, and don't take those 20 minutes, you end up by eating 3 times more than you should. And unfortunately, by that time, you already had too much food. And that's why you wake up every day with more pounds and more pounds. And the more you put pounds, the more difficult it is to get them out. And you feel heavy, bloated, and tired. So that's why I'm telling you, respect this principle. And the last principle, actually, there are two more principles, and I'm going to take your calls. Please consume food that is free from suffering. If it died for you, think twice if you want to eat something that died for you. That's why more people tend towards vegan, vegetarian. This is, I'm not judging anybody. Everybody who loves meat, that's fine with me. But I grew up in Europe where the typical diet was built around meat. So I know that animal products taste very good. And it's very hard to give up on them. But you may not be ready or willing to give up meat or dairy product. I'm simply encouraging you to try more plant-based products and less meat-based ones. So see how you feel? You might feel your energy increasing. You might have more mental clarity. Your cholesterol gets better. Your hypertension is under control. So you see how all of this medical problem that you have can be actually regulated by what you eat. And food also can cure diseases. I speak from my own personal experience. I believe you can cure anything with the right food in the right combination. And if you're suffering from any disorder or diseases, do your research. Before you go on pill, chemicals, invasive treatments, surgeries, more than likely, there is a natural way to treat it. What you discover about yourself and about the healing process will be amazing. Now, the magic cure to almost anything, to any illness, is actually, and this is a big statement, is raw, vegan, plant-based, vegetable, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, herbs, spice, oil. This is what can actually heal the body from absolutely anything. And if you are under medical treatment, add natural remedies to enhance the results. From my own personal experience, you know, I continue to do this. And one of the things that I highly recommend is taking antioxidants. Carbon 60, I spoke about carbon 60 many times on my show, is a nanomolecule that easily penetrates our cells at the level of the mitochondria. It's a free radical, which means it soaks up the free radicals that destroy our cell and cause aging and disease. The most powerful oxidant that exists, though I heard the other day that probably the most powerful is melatonin. I consider to believe that the most powerful is still carbon 60, because this is the one that enhances the quality of the membrane of the cell, the mitochondria. It also helps the telomeres, the extremity of the cell. Consequently, people taking carbon 60 can double actually their life. If you want to find much more, write me an email at Carmen Harare. Well, I'm going to go and take your calls because there's so many of you. But first, before I go to Rose, I'm going to take a very short break.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So I am going to go to Rose, and then I'm going to go to Sue. I don't know if I'm going to ask my producer if she's with us tonight, because I promised her, I have to keep my promise, very important to keep my promise, to have her on my show as the first person, but I just see a text message from her. So, dear Christopher, please consider Susan, because last time I couldn't talk to her, and she is next after Rose. Hi, my lovely Rose. How are you, my dear?
Okay. How are you, Carmen?
I love you, my beautiful. How's everything?
Well, you know what? I'm very, very grateful that you're taking me first.
Absolutely.
I'm desperately asking the community for a plea. I witnessed something horrible last night, but I also saw the best of humanity.
Tell me.
I was driving, and on the opposite way, I saw a dog rolling, and the dog had been hit. Yes. And I turned around, to get on the side of the street the dog was on, and this guy in a construction jacket, he picked up the dog and he brought the dog over, and then some people came up. Yes. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. And what the people, you know, that were close by, they were very concerned about the dog, even to homeless people. And that's what I say, the beauty of humanity came out.
Right.
That's a horrible thing. But right now, what's going on is I called a dog rescuer. I know that's absolutely wonderful. She's been very instrumental in helping me with other cases.
Right.
And she went to the emergency room, took the dog with the family to the emergency room, and it just wasn't a good place last night. So the dog is being seen right now, but I don't know if this is okay, but I wanted, you know, veterinarian bills are very expensive. The
right.
family, this is a situation, the dog owner is homeless and is in a hotel, and his sister is taking care of the dog. And the dog
right.
got out and ran onto the street.
Right.
So the family has no money. And
right.
the rescue, they're short on donations. All rescues are tapped out. They're turning people are turning their dogs in. They're putting puppies down, everything. And I don't know if this is okay, but I wanted to see if I could ask your community.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could donate to any money to this rescue. She's Robin.
I'm gonna put you on. I'll put on all the social media. I personally will donate. Just let's create an account or something.
She has on her. I could ask her too, because she has a PayPal
right.
on her dog rescue site.
Right.
But I don't know. But yeah, it's that would be so appreciated. Something I can tell you, whenever I've found a dog on the street, it what is so moving is when people come together and want to help.
Exactly.
And
I love dogs. I mean, I have
yeah, I know
dogs.
You.
I had so many
so,
dogs in my life.
So
I cannot. I mean, I'm devastated that you give me this. Yeah, but I would love to help in a sense that if you have any, if we have an account or something
you, yeah.
where people can, yeah, I'm going to put it everywhere on social media. I'm going to put it on Instagram, on everywhere, different
yeah,
accounts
yeah.
on Facebook. I'm going to put it on TikTok, everywhere. Everywhere, just send me a link.
Okay,
a link on my,
Oh, yes, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, can I give that to you guys? So the name is, DR Dog House. It's in Studio City, California, and it's D as in dog, R, and then Dog House. The rescue's website is D as in dog, another D as in dog, B as in boy, C as in cat, R as in Robert.com. If you wanted even this right now to donate, it's on her website, the donate page for the PayPals. Also, her Facebook, there's a link to her Facebook with updates, and I'll definitely reach out to you as well. Thank you guys, like, so much. It's very upsetting.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just, it's heartbreaking because this dog's been in pain, you know, since last night at 6 o'clock, and it's right now at the vet. So I'm just pleading. I'm so sorry. I didn't sleep last night, so I'm kind of having
you're
trouble communicating
a
little bit. But
no,
it's
great.
Very
you're
very
fabulous.
Upsetting.
Yeah.
We can
yeah.
you know make a difference in this dog's
right.
life, this family's life. Yeah, So his name, just to let you guys know, his name is Coco. He's a little kind of like, I don't know if he's like a Chihuahua Dachshund or a Chihuahua Rat Terrier. And he had blood coming out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, it's, so I don't know yet, because like I said, right now he's at the veterinarian. But I would be incredibly grateful if even people could donate $10. I know right now
absolutely.
$10 would be even anything would be appreciated.
So repeat that site one more time.
Oh yes, let me. So okay, so I want to make sure too. If anyone, I don't know if there's another DR Doghouse in even another state or even California, but.
Right.
We're in California, and it's DR Doghouse, and it's Bully Crew Rescue in Studio City, California. It's a pit bull rescue. And the rescue website is D as in dog, another D as in dog, B as in boy, C as in cat, R as in Robert.com. And like I said, you also, they have the donate page on the front page, but you can also check the Facebook for updates.
And I personally want to, because in this very moment I'm with my, you know, with all my instruments to do the show, so I don't have a pen in front of me. Can you just text all of this to me so I can
will.
Put them on social media?
I'll text you everything.
See everything on my social media, and I promise you, we'll make a lot of people donate and we'll help this dog.
Please,
absolutely,
I would be
absolutely,
so incredibly, incredibly grateful.
No.
To the community, you, to the community, everyone. Thank you. I'm sorry if I've forgotten someone.
We all appreciate you, you know, for bringing this to our attention. You know, we all love animals and we all love dogs. So let's help this hopeless soul get better, you know, and have the money.
He's so
Mr. Coco, you have to be okay because we all love you. And we all pray
for
you.
Robin is the founder of DR Dog Rescue, and she's absolutely amazing. Like, I've reached out to her before for help on other cases. So she's really, really amazing.
Who have such a heart.
Her rescue is full, though, but it's like a lot of rescues. But she's been very, very helpful. So,
thank God. People like this exist between us, and everybody listening, please do something. Let's be human. Let's resonate with this message. Let's create some good karma, because there's nothing better in this world than doing good for the world, for the animals, and build the spirit within ourselves. You know. And I'm confident that we'll be able to help this animal, all of us together. And I'm also confident that Coco is gonna be okay. Something tells me
good.
That
he's,
Coco
yeah, he's
will a, be protected. Yeah.
I'm so glad. He's a young dog, so hopefully that.
He will be fine. We will be fine.
Yeah, it's very touching when you see humanity at work.
That's so true.
A lot of people were coming
true.
Around,
yes.
you know, asking what was going on, you know, and I've seen that in other cases with dog rescues that other people also want to help out. So that's when we're at our best.
Exactly.
When we can be of service.
True. Well, we have to be at service, because that's why we're all here, to be at service. And I'm glad that you bringing us to our attention. I'm glad that you call, and I'm glad that we'll come together. We'll do what's right here, and we'll help Coco, and we'll help the owner, and we'll make this tragedy turn into something beautiful, as you said, for the community to come together and show the best in them, So thank you, Susan, for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thank you. The rescue's in Studio City, California. We're in California, so.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure, because sometimes dog rescues, they have similar names.
Exactly,
but they're in another state.
All over the country, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is Studio City in California. Okay, Ms. Susan, let's be
thank
in touch.
You.
Please send me all the information. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much, Carmen.
I'm very confident that we will do something beautiful here. We'll do the right thing. And we'll help a beautiful soul, a beautiful animal. They have their own souls, and they are just angel on earth. And I think we need to help here. And we will.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my
beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Carmen. Thank you, everyone.
I love you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you for your beautiful spirit. Thank you for your big heart. I'm grateful to you.
I just want to make sure this,
I promise you it's going to be okay. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my heart.
Oh, good.
And please call next week and let us know.
I will. I'll give you guys an update. Thank you.
Okay, my beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, so I'm going to go now to Susan because I think I had her last time she was supposed. Oh, she hasn't called in yet. Okay, I'm so sorry. We're going to go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle, my love.
Hi, Carmen. I just donated. Well, I donated for the dog, so.
Oh, I applaud you. You are amazing. Amazing,
no,
amazing. Oh, my God,
that
I'm so glad.
Rose has got an amazing heart, and that was so touching that she
has
the time to do that. Animals
come
first.
Yeah, but you know, you felt the way she was talking, how she was in pain, how she suffered, how she wanted to. What a beautiful soul Rose is.
Exactly.
You're an amazing woman.
Rose is a beautiful soul.
Amazing woman. I love you. And Michelle, is there anything I can do for you? Because you're another angel on earth trying to help and donating right away. How can I thank you enough for this?
No, I think animals just, I mean, the people are so screwed up in the
whole world. I feel the same way. I have seven of them. I have seven animals.
Well, I just went through something horrible with my Sophie at the vet last week, and I was going to ask you that, how tough you could, she's 13, and I'm actually out here in the backyard with her. She wants to go out in 5 minutes because she's obsessed with these loquats, and she can't eat them because she's going to get sick, so trying to get the pit out of her mouth. So I just wanted to ask you if you see that she's going to be okay. Because I've been really stressed in my life. Between
definitely
that,
be okay.
She'll be okay in my work situation.
100%, yeah.
I was just going to ask you what you saw, like, with my employment, because I'm looking for another job. I've talked to you in the past about not wanting to go back to the toxic work environment that I work at, but I feel like my time off is coming to an end because I'm out on I'm out on a leave, and I think they're pretty much going to tell me soon that I'm going to have to go back to work, and I'm still employed.
Yeah, I see you back to work in July.
But do you see me back at the place or at a new place?
It's going to be a choice because you're going to have the option between a new place and the option to go back to the old place. And it's going to be up to you. And the moment that option comes in, feel free to call and let's debate which is better. My question to you is, do you want to go back into the old place or do you want to move forward?
Well, what do you see for me at the old place? Because I know there's changes, but to be honest with you, they put me in a position that's really below what I'm capable of doing. And
I know, and I think that the new place, in my opinion, I don't want to influence you, I think the new place is better because it gives you a better position.
Can you tell me anything about that possibility? I mean, anything, do you see anything about that position? What kind of position it's going to be, and is it going to pay a lot more money?
It's paying more money. It's definitely paying more money. It is a lot of work, but you don't mind working, you know?
No, I don't.
I feel like you're the kind of a person that if you see that you're very well, treated and you pay the money that you deserve, you will do the job. I also have a feeling that in the new position, there might be some traveling. Does that make sense?
No, but I don't mind because, my animals come first, and I have a $6,000 bill on my credit card. I'm so thankful I had room on the credit card. I don't care about the money. I mean, I'll find a way to pay it, but my animals come first, and I just
don't you have
I gotta
insurance
have money.
To
I'm
your
freaking
animals.
Out about money.
Michelle, do you have insurance for your animals?
Yeah, actually I do, but I've kind of maxed it out with her. She's 13 years old, and I think what they do now is they cap it at like $10,000 per incident for the lifetime of the policy. And I had a sort of similar thing happen to her a few months ago, but I couldn't get into my normal vet, so I had to go to this Access, which is an emergency clinic, and they tend to like make it more expensive and tend to like, I don't know, it just is a little bit more, they take a lot more precautions, and it was like $6,500, so I don't know how much of it they're going to pay. I don't know if I maxed it out last time, so I don't care. I mean, if I have a credit card and whatever money I have, I'm always going to pay. But it would just be nice to have a job where I could not have to stress about money all the time. I mean, I have an MBA.
This new opportunity, and I feel a woman involved that has an L name. And a woman with, she has the hair in the back. She's lighter hair, but she has some gray hair. And she's a woman in the late 50s, something like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel someone, that has a lot to do with a new place. A new place where you will be working. And I kind of love that. You know, I love the new opportunity that gives you, in which you are treated better, in which there's a different treatment. So I want you to go for that.
Something's got to give because I'm starting to get depressed. I can't take it anymore. There's no reason why I shouldn't have these opportunities. I am very capable. It's just, I don't seem to be meeting the right people and the right things happening. I feel very stuck. And I feel like this next chapter of my life, I need to, like, I have to worry about the future. As you said, humanity. Look what's happening to humanity. I mean, you can't even afford to live. You know what I mean?
Well, something is happening for sure. You know, I want to talk in my next show next week about what's happening in this world, because it's so concerning. It's so concerning. And so disturbing, you know? I don't even know what to say anymore. It's so sad.
I know it's
really around us. It's like you don't know where to go. You don't feel safe anymore. You don't know how you're gonna survive. You know.
I feel like I don't want to leave. I feel like I don't want to leave the house.
No, I know. I feel the same way sometimes. I'm sorry.
I'm a people person.
Honest. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Oh God, I just hope something gives. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll move to Florida with you.
Come here.
Thank you, Carmen. I really appreciate it.
I love you,
it.
My Michelle. Keep me posted. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Okay, my beautiful. I'm going to go straight to Susan. Hi, Susan, my love.
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How's my beautiful Susan?
I'm hanging in there. I didn't get that job that I interviewed for, though. So.
You got the job or you didn't?
I did not get the job.
Why?
I don't know. They said they wanted somebody with more supervisor experience, but I don't know. You know how it is.
So there was one job that was lost. There was another offer. Are you talking about the second offer or the first one?
No, I haven't had any offers at all, and my unemployment just ran out. So I have to start using retirement funds.
I do see you working.
Yeah?
I do see you working in August in a new place with some younger people, but it's going to be a very good place.
Okay.
So you're not, you know, even apparently it looks like, okay, we're not having any luck or it didn't happen that far, but that's going to change. That's going to change.
Okay, yeah, because I'm almost done with this computer programming class.
Right.
And so I'm just, it's June now, and so my unemployment ran out, so I'm just trying to budget my money.
Right. No, it's okay to budget your money. That's always safe and smart to do. But I absolutely am confident that you will be able to get a new job. There is a job there for you they will be very happy with. And I want that we want to celebrate this on the radio when you get this job.
Okay.
Because I know how important it is for you. I know how much it's meant to be yours.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you have a time frame when that might happen?
This is happening in the next 5-6 weeks because I see you working in August. So that's right around the corner. It's not going to take long.
Okay,
and
that's
I do
good.
See a man that is in his 30s, tall, brunette, very smart, very, that seems like some kind of a CEO, or he's running this company, or he has an authority to hire you.
Okay.
Very nice, and actually a very charismatic person that would be very appreciative of you.
Oh, okay.
So you get a job. You get a job in exactly the field that you're good at, you know?
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, well, so you're thinking maybe 5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, and keep us posted and keep on calling so that we put the good energy to make all of this happen.
Okay, thanks a lot, Carmen.
Okay, my love. I love you, sweetie. I love
Bye-bye.
You. I'm going to go to... Delaney in Indiana. How are you, my love?
I'm good, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, beautiful. How are you, my dear?
I am doing well, Carmen.
My gorgeous movie star.
I really just wanted to call. Well, first of all, I was so touched by the lady calling about the dog. Like, her empathy definitely shined through. She's such a great...
Well, wow, what a beautiful soul. I mean, she almost made me cry, because I said, oh my God, this woman is amazing. And I have
Literally.
Dogs, and I feel the sense, yeah. So if there's any way you can donate, we should all donate a little bit to help that beautiful
yeah.
soul.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk because I just got back from Paris a few weeks ago.
Yes,
sorry,
yeah, tell me about Paris. Yes, yes.
Yes,
how was it?
It went really well. I had a call back from agencies.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you see a contract or something, because I haven't
yes.
heard back since I've...
I do. Do you have an agent?
I do. I have one agent.
Okay.
And
I want your agent to work for you, to get in touch with those people, because I feel that there's more than one offer. More than one
really?
Offer.
Okay.
Yes. And there's either an agency
callbacks.
That starts with an A or M or something like that. I see a big, you know, like somebody who really wants to offer you, like a big name wants to offer you a contract. Yeah.
So that, I don't know if that resonates, because
you attracted
really get...
a lot of attention over there. I might also see the name of somebody, you know. I'm trying to understand who exactly am I seeing. All I can
okay.
want to make you feel confident that this is going to work for you. I always told
okay.
you that I see you going to Paris. You remember that?
I do.
Right.
I remember we talked about it. And
right.
I'm just not sure, because I didn't get a contract yet, and I'm not sure if I should re-sign a lease in the same city I'm in, or if I should wait until like something else happens.
Wait
a
little bit
until
something else happens. It's my
okay.
advice, but you have to go for what you feel is good for you. I'm just giving you my take on it, but, and again,
right.
I leave it up to you. Yeah.
So do you see me moving in the next few weeks, or like moving overseas? Or
yeah, I don't know if it's in the next few weeks, but it's definitely happening. Probably it might take a little bit longer than we thought, but definitely it's going to happen, you know?
Okay. Do you see a certain city, or like have a name of a city or a letter?
I mean, is this something that you will be okay going to Paris again?
Yes, I did get an offer from a Paris agent, and
that's the way I feel. Like this has something to do with an agency in Paris.
Okay.
Then I also see Milan, something with Italy.
Yes, I got an offer from an agent in Milan too.
Yeah, you see? So this is what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
Take those offers. Take those offers and run away with those offers. It's just fabulous, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so you see me also working. Like, a contract is one thing, but I definitely need the work.
I see you working. Absolutely.
Okay, so, and you see it happening, and can you give me a time frame?
2 months from now till September. It's like July, August, something like that is when this is going to become a definite offer. Yeah.
July, August.
Yeah.
For both of them?
Yeah. One moves faster than the other.
Okay. Because my lease is up in July. And so I'd hate to have to like re-sign somewhere and then get an offer.
I think until the end of July, you'll have definitely, you'll know exactly where you stand, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's... Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, my Delaney. I love you, my beautiful. Keep me posted, okay? You. Thank you for calling. Thank you, man.
Really
don't forget to donate for that beautiful dog, please.
Okay, I definitely will for baby Coco.
Yeah, for baby Coco. Okay, my love. Thank
All
you
right.
for calling. I'm going to go to Valerie in California. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm okay, my love. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm looking for someone to help me repair some different issues on my house.
Okay.
And the contractors that I've come in contact with, they're too expensive. I can't afford it.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Now, do you see perhaps I may run into somebody or have a conversation with someone that...
I see somebody who's middle-aged, a man who's from, I don't know if he's European, but he's from a different part of the world. But he's like the perfect person to help you fix everything you have to fix in your home.
How do I come in contact with
It's like, I feel like this man comes to you, you know, through an acquaintance, I'm not 100% sure. I know it's coming. The most important thing is that this is going to unfold. This is going to happen.
Okay. Do you see it happening in the next month or so?
No, it's happening very quickly because you really need this to be fixed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely I do.
Yeah, you need this to be done ASAP. You cannot wait, you know?
Right.
Right.
I think it may have something to do with the foundation.
Yeah, it's right. You're right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he would be the ideal person for it, and will I be able to afford it? Will he be outrageous?
You will be able. This is somebody who will work with you.
Okay.
To make, in other words, this is somebody who will make it possible for you, you know?
Yes.
Will work with you in such a way that this becomes possible.
Okay. And so and this person, too, I'll be able to use for future... things happening with my house?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
So you think within the next week or two?
Yeah. It's not going to take long.
Yes,
I also feel like this might be coming to you through a neighbor.
Okay.
It's like if you spread the news, I need this, all of a sudden somebody comes and opens the door to you to the... In other words, introduces you to this person.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to work.
Okay. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, no, you should be. And it's going to solve your problem because you cannot even think straight because this is so debilitating in a way. Do you agree?
Well, it's on the outside, but it's on my mind.
Yeah, anything that gets on your mind becomes so debilitating. You cannot stand it, you know?
Right. And Carmen, one quick question also. Is there any way to get rid of the vibrations in my left ear? The fullness of vibration in my left ear?
I'm thinking of, you can get rid of it, what is causing it, you know? If you get to the root of the problem, we can fix it. In other words, what is the source of it? What is generating it?
Right.
Because
it's been going on for a while.
It can be generated by the internal ear. It can be generated by something related to the vessels. It can be something neurological, or it can just be something that might have to do even with the pressure in the ear, you know, and the overall pressure, even the overall blood pressure. Have you ever checked your blood pressure lately?
It's slightly above normal.
Yeah. This might have something to do with this. We need to investigate this. Yeah, we need to investigate this. Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love you. Let's continue this talk whenever you want to call me, okay? Let's make this. Let's correct this. Okay, I love you, Valerie. Everybody listening, I'm Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio. I'll be with you next week. Same time, same place with my wonderful Christopher and all the amazing people at Om Time Radio. I love you, everybody. Thank you for listening.